Poor tip. The factors influencing success of flash glucose monitoring are poorly understood in people with type 1 diabetes. Therefore, we retrospectively investigated the main predictor factors and their relationship with glycated hemoglobin levels in 195 patients with type 1 diabetes. Flash glucose monitoring resulted in a clinically significant reduction in glycated hemoglobin, and the uncontrolled group, baseline greater than 9, had the highest reduction in glycated hemoglobin. Age and level of engagement were negatively associated with glycated hemoglobin. Patients in the age group 18 to 45 years with a high level of engagement were more likely to experience a higher reduction in glycated hemoglobin.